Right near the intersection of Park and Broad, there's a building that's covered in an enormous fluorescent mural. Below it, the giant pink banner for Pelican Tattoo. The shop has been a Park Street fixture for decades, so Julia and I stopped in to talk to the owner, Joe Bassetta, about its history in town. But we quickly learned we needed to start the story somewhere else.
So when did you open the shop?
Well, 1970. Mm-hmm. In New York City on the Bowery. It was a Pelican Footwear, NYC.
Footwear?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, my wife's a sculptor. She was my girlfriend at the time, and I was an artist. And we had a big loft on the Bowery. And we just had this idea, maybe we can do like a Carmen Miranda shoe, you know, like really high. So the originals, my wife hand-carved. They were palm trees and, you know, different shapes. And she kept making, I say, go higher, you know, make them higher. And they kept evolving. And eventually we did it. You know, we would have one shoe that you could decorate like a thousand different ways, you know. We got an article written about us in the Village Voice. Nobody knew what the hell that was, a platform. And we were the first.
Wait a second. Did you invent the platform shoe?
Well, reinvent. I mean, the Chinese did it 2,000 years ago. You know?
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
It was a big deal. After the article in The Voice, Pelican was featured in Life magazine and Vogue. Joe says that other shoe manufacturers in the city had started copying them within a few months, but their shoes were the ones on David Bowie's feet when he performed as Ziggy Stardust. Orders came in from around the world, and all the shoes were made in their loft on the Bowery.
I know this might be a big jump, but how did you end up in Hartford then?
Well, I was born in Hartford.
All of Joe's grandparents had come off the boat from Sicily and landed on Front Street.
And they just struggled. They came over here with nothing. And on my father's side, he had a little fruit stand and on the Front Street, vegetables. They lived upstairs.
After 1 year of college, Joe quit and moved to New York City. There he met his wife, and they opened Pelican together. They were doing well in New York, and he opened a second shop here on Park Street so he could be close to his family. And when he and his wife wanted to start their own family, they made the decision to close down the New York store, pack up, and move back to Hartford.
So you can't raise kids on the Bowery. At least that's what I thought.
But Hartford had its own problems.
You know, at the time, it was considered a dangerous area. You know, and burglaries, my first year I had like 38 burglaries. I mean, they come right through the wall, through the ceiling. I mean, they just love to break into my place. A couple of times they took everything. I mean, they had to wipe me out, everything.
In time, the burglaries stopped, and Joe and Pelican settled into the neighborhood. Back then, there were no tattoos.
It was always fashion. It was a punk new wave. I don't know if you're familiar with Trash and Vaudeville in New York, but, you know, that type of clothing, you know, in fact, I used to buy from them, and, you know, and that's what I did here in Hartford.
In addition to Park Street, he opened up another shop downtown in 1982 and kept that going for 20 years, but business had fallen off after 9/11.
So we closed it, and I still have my original store here. Mm-hmm. It's always been my base here. I've always seemed to make money, you know, go with the flow, try to figure out what they want and get it and keep everything, you know, up and up and legal.
As he went with the flow, the business shifted. Eventually, he started piercing ears with a gun like you'd find at fashion stores at a mall. And in the late 80s and early 90s, he started getting calls from people who wanted to pierce eyebrows and tongues. Enough customers were asking that he went down to New York to get trained.
Eventually, it just kind of took over and the clothes got less. And I still have remnants, you know, accessories and things like that, you know, what you saw, see out front, but basically it just kind of disappeared. Now it's mainly, you know, tattoo and piercing.
Joe says he never thought as a kid, hey, I want to be a body piercer. But all told, he's proud of how the business has enabled him to take care of his family.
I got great kids. You know, they work hard. They're nice. They're pleasant. They're not douchebags. They're not liars or cheaters or anything. Just really good, solid kids.
And how, in all stages of the shop's development, he's been able to provide opportunities for his employees.
You know, I've had people here, we bring them in, oh, I can tattoo, and he can't tattoo, but you know he's got something, and you work with him, and he gets better and better, and this is what he does for a living, and there's a lot of other people like that. I give him a trade.
I used to lay bricks, paint houses, you know, work at a gas station, pretty much anything.
Josh August is one of the senior tattoo artists at Pelican.
Well, I started like 15, tattooing myself and maybe like one or two of my friends.
Like many tattoo artists, his legs are covered with his own work. After hanging out at Pelican as a young kid and becoming friends with the employees at the shop,
I came in here, showed them some pictures, and they gave me a job.
That was 8 years ago. Josh says he's worked at other shops, too, over the years. But after a week or two, he's always come right back to Pelican.
What makes Pelican Tattoo unique? Why do you like working here?
There's a bunch that makes it unique. We have our owner, Joe, who's, you know, famous on his own. You know, everyone who comes in says the shop is, you know, they've never seen anything like it before. Yes, it's a great environment to work. It's home, you know? So that's why I come here every day.
That feeling has a lot to do with why Joe comes to work every day, too. He jokes that he spends more time with these guys than he does with his wife, so he better enjoy their company. But in recent years, he's been battling cancer, and last winter was pretty much taken over by chemo.
But, you know, I'm getting better. I feel strong. Now I look forward to coming into work. I mean, I didn't work all winter, and it's, you know, it's pretty bad. So now I really appreciate it. I come in, I work hard, and, you know, I'm tired, but... you know, I do it, and, you know, I'm grateful. And then once you go on a vacation and this and that, I just don't know how to make that transition, you know. I just take it day by day. I get up, you know, and I go to work, and I take care of my family and my kids, and, you know, that's what I do, and I don't know what else to do.